The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. Brett. Big Dick Toledo, we're ready to go. Are you? Have a perfect morning. Get out there, play, do your thing. Have some fun before the heat hits. Got a couple more days of that. Glorious morning. And before we start anything, I have to say it. I am the guy who does this far too often, praises the work of Happy Endings Pet Euthanasia. But here I am again.
Your punch card is full.
I'm telling you what, this is a lot. But I signed up for it. But we had to use them again yesterday and Dr. Fixler and It's if you are in that situation. If you're a pet owner, you're going to probably be faced with this someday. And there's nothing more soothing than the way those folks do it. It is a great it's a funny name because they wanted to get attention for it. In fact, that's how we found them. I saw them driving down the road in their car. It said Happy Endings Pet Euthanasia on their car. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I got the number and I called. And I'm like, you guys, are you kidding? Or what happened? Like, you give hand jobs to dogs? What goes on here? And
the timing of our pet ownership potentially has four in a row. I mean, they're the same age.
Oh, yeah, they're all
roughly.
The same age, yeah.
And you know, that was one of the things that I was like, I don't.
You get weird about that.
Well,
like, I got
especially
a couple.
You have Kirby that's never, she's experienced one kind of, but she was really young. So this will be the first one that she gets to.
Sorry, Brady.
Oh, she's there.
Whoa, way too early.
What is this?
She'll be out of here at 9:45.
Ski Mask just caught, yeah. Wow. Brady's making an excellent point about pets, but then Ski Mask pulled up and I'm completely distracted.
For her 10-minute shift.
13 minutes early. Yeah, we timed her breaks yesterday. Toledo has the ability to do that. 10 minutes on the air total.
That's no joke.
10 minutes.
That's the best gig in town.
Yeah.
We've been getting robbed.
Yeah, we've been getting robbed. This whole building's been getting robbed. She gets a check today. Put that Ski Mask on. 10 minutes of on air. Time. It's amazing. So anyway, yeah.
Is it too much or is it just right?
I haven't heard a word.
I guess waiting for the results.
I guess it leaves you wanting more. It's taking a little bit.
How could it not?
Yeah, I could. Yeah. Leaves you wanting something.
There's more TikTok time.
Yeah. They used to allow you more time on Vine. It's 6 seconds to perform. She's nailing that. I don't know. Pretty impressed. But showing up 13 minutes before 6, she's going to start a show on time today.
She still got out of the car, though.
No, she did. I watched her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. She made a 6:25-minute nap in the car.
Maybe anyway. There is a social, she has to do so many Instagram posts and,
yeah, maybe.
Paid for that.
Maybe. I thought she was Donovan McNabb sleeping in his car and
McNabb
stuff like
used
that.
To do that, but McNabb would show up on time and just sleep until the show started.
Time was 5 minutes before.
Right, that was on time, yeah. But then he'd sleep until he heard Mark Malone open the show, and then he'd come running.
Bro!
Yeah. I got you, bro. Anyway, but that aside, and surprising all of us there with that little cameo.
Yeah,
in the
I'm right? blown away.
Shock. But thank you to Dr. Fixler and the crew. Brady's right. If you've got pets and they're about the same age, you start looking at them going, oh, God, please. One of you just be a miracle and last a few years long.
Yeah,
break it down for me because this is tough. I had to use them in October. It was October for Dutch and then turn that around and then use Lucy yesterday, a cat, had to go. And he told me something. He said like 8 of the 10 times he sees a cat, it's for – kidney failure. Like they almost all end up
it's
going
like a
to
common
them.
Thing.
Yeah, it's not even, it's like what gets them. And that's a lot. And he said, yeah, I see this all the time. He said, and it's, Never easy, but it's the typical way. They show you the signs and they go right down them. So losing Lucy yesterday. And then I go to the before we had to go take care of this situation. We knew it was coming. I went over to Lost Your Home Pet Rescue. And I was going to do a cat, but I couldn't be around the cats. Like they had, I just like, I can't be in the cat room today. It's just, it's going to be a weird day. I don't want this to be a thing where I'm like, yay. And then
find a home for this one.
Melt down and then go home and knock one out. I think the little guy's name was Milo. Watch the video. The pup. He's a puppy. He's going this weekend. There's no way. He's the cutest, sweetest dog I've ever been around in my life. He was amazing. I do this every week. And this little dog just jumped in my lap like the floor was hot lava. Floor's hot lava, and he would walk on only me. Like he knew. It was just this joke. He is amazing. And it was a hard thing not to just scoop him up and take him home. But knowing that, you know, you take a new puppy home and then the euthanasia people arrive, it's kind of a mixed message to the rest of the animals. Am I next? Am I being replaced?
Every time I hear you say the doctor's name, I think of Dr. Seuss. Call the Fixler.
Call the Fixler. He'll be there. With his bamboozles. Anyway, so thanks to them. That is if you're a pet owner, it is essential you keep them close because compassion is, I mean, I can't even imagine doing the job they do, but they're amazing. And just,
I don't know how they do it day in and day out.
Told him yesterday because I've talked to him and I'm like, I've met him 100 times. We've talked about him on the radio. And I said, there's going to be one time where I see you in person where I'm not crying. Like you're, as a man, it's got to be hard to see me every time. Go, hey, it's good to see you again. All right, Weepy Willow, let's do this. And then every time he sees me, I'm crying. So then I go over to the Lost Our Home. I do the thing with the dog. And then this girl, Nikki, who's kind of running the show there for us, at least what we do, pops by and says, look at this little guy. He would only sit on my lap. Look at how adorable that little dog is.
Courtesy of your friend.
Oh,
he's not there. He's
no,
gone
he's
already.
Gone already. And then he's like, halava, halava. Every time he touched the ground, he wanted to jump up on my lap and sit on my lap. He just loved me. And we'll be he's the best.
Right now. It's a good time.
Love that little guy. So then we go over to the cat room because she's like, you want to see a bunch of kittens? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Going to the cat house.
Kittens in my palm of my hand, kittens. It was like kittens everywhere. Like you get rid of the, you say it cuter. Look at all the kittens. It was ridiculous. So
imagine Megan there.
Oh, Lucy was her cat. Like they had some sort of weird avatar bond. It was, she knew when Lucy didn't feel well for the whole time the cat was alive. Lucy's not right. I'm like, I don't notice anything. That cat doesn't move. And honestly, as much as I liked this cat, cats don't do much. They sleep like 80% of their lives. So putting a cat to sleep, it's the first time I've ever had to do that. Kind of like how I saw her whole life. She's just laying there. She didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, that's
which makes good. It a little easier because the position she was last in was the one I almost always saw her in, which is laying down. The only difference is when I'd walk in, she'd look around like, all right, you're going to touch me or anything? She was a great pet though, like just the best, just amazing. So losing her yesterday makes it a lot easier when you have the happy endings and Dr. Fixler and his crew. They are unbelievable, and like you said, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how you do that for a job
because it's an amazing service. You realize how much you're helping people.
You're helping
absolutely.
People, but man, that's got to emotionally just trash you by the end of the day.
Exactly. There's you just watching people break down all the time. You are helping people, but my God. I mean, it's just got to be tough to see. Like you said, you get home at 6 o'clock, and you're like, five or six of those today, I'm about out. So
it's not for everyone.
It is not for everyone. That's what makes them so special. And to be to still be so authentic, like at a certain point, you'd think you'd just become cold and like go through the routine of, I'm so sorry. It's good that, you know, like it seems like there's real compassion there. Either he's the best actor in the world, and it has jaded him, or it hasn't jaded him, and he actually feels the emotions. It's amazing. So thanks to them, because yesterday was heavy, just a heavy day. When you kill something you don't want to kill, it's just a heavy day.
Hello, Twitter world. Boy, that last sentence John said couldn't have been more true. Hey, it's Juice, everybody. Yours truly, Brady.
How's your cat, Juice?
Wait, I don't know. I haven't seen him for a long time. I came to ask you if you guys knew where it was. I left a door open, and that was what are you going to do anyway? When he said the thing about killing something you didn't want to have to kill. Boy, can I relate to that. I've had many pets. One was a 6-foot woman. It was, I had to put it down.
You wish you knew Dr. Fixler.
I wish Dr. Fixler was around. back in 94 when I could have just called and said, I've got a pet that's out of hand. We got to get rid of her. And it just come by very peacefully. Because what I did for my pet was not peaceful, Brady. It was very violent. And I would have much rather just had that moment where we sedate her. And then, you know, shave her leg. And then put a needle in a vein and watch her go, Jesus Christ. I thought somebody hit the door to kick me out. Anyway, just, you know, beautiful words, John, beautiful words. We appreciate that, us people who understand and relate to putting things down that we didn't want to. It's very hard to watch something you love die and bleed to death on your porch.
That is not what happened.
Strong words.
Strong. You know what? He feels like he can relate to certain things.
I'm like every man. I'm just an every man. Same similar life experiences as you. You killed your cat, and I dropped a pussy on a porch with a waiter.
Oh. All right. Thank you, Juice. It's always good to see you. Always good. Now, to the real matters at hand in life, not just my personal nonsense. Go to the Lost Your Home Pet Rescue and get rid of those kittens, please. Please, everyone go grab one. You can't be there. I don't know how you hand a guy a kitten. And I told her, too. I said, I'm going home in about an hour. We're going to put down our cat of 16 years. You want to see some kittens? What is it? You're going to play Elton John's Circle of Life on top of this? It's not. And then you're holding this little thing. You're like, oh, my God. The pet revolving door never ends. It's just there's always a few who need you.
I'll take all eight of them.
I'll take them. Then I think I witnessed a lie. Although a decent lie. A lady came in with a little pink basket, like a little tiny laundry basket. And she goes, I just found these. And you cracked the top of it, and it was guinea pigs. And the basket was like spotless clean. There was a note on it that said, please find a good home for my guinea pigs and this and that. And she's standing, she hands them, and then the lady says, what do you mean you found them? Like just running around? And she goes, no, they were in this basket. I'm like, it's 100 degrees outside. Nobody with a kindness to write the note to say find a good home is just, oh, and a brand new bottle of water. And just hands it over, and I'm like, she's giving up her guinea pig.
She didn't say what she said. She just found the basket.
She
there.
Found the basket outside.
It wasn't like
outside.
She put that together.
Just somebody just laid a basket out in 110 degrees in a laundry basket of guinea pigs with their water bottle laying close, and it was just spotless clean.
Like the bulk trash? What, they're waiting for them to be picked
right
up?
You'd have had to find that in like 2 seconds, as clean as it was, and the note was perfect.
Well,
and it's a good thing. She brought it to a shelter, yeah. But why say that? Why not just say I can't take care of them, or why say I need help? Help me find something for these.
Because you're embarrassed.
Because you're embarrassed that you're quitting.
That you had no idea the two guinea pigs you have were male and female.
Right. You should be embarrassed.
And you had some issues going, and you didn't do any research, and you don't really like them.
Now what do you do?
Yeah.
You have another batch coming if you don't
right.
Do
and that's my
about.
Guess, is one of them she thinks might be loaded and ready for dropping more guinea pigs. So she just dropped them off and said, I found this. So she didn't have to fill up papers or anything like that or do a drop-off.
So they've got a batch of G-pigs over there.
Well, no, they don't do that. She said, we'll find a place for them. So they'll find somebody that'll take care of it. Anyway, I'm talking about people who do great work, watching folks just drop animals off, going, nah, not for me. And the one that they, that dude.
I found this bearded dragon.
Yeah, I found it in my atrium. I mean, outside. I just found these. Really? Were they running around? Oh, no, they were in this pink basket that has my name on it. The dog that fell in the canal that dude named Salty jumped in and got, and that went to Lost Our Home Pet Rescue. No, the owners came and got him.
Wow.
So they had the owners see it on the news and like, there he is. So they knew where it was, so we didn't have to worry about that one.
Talk about feeling stupid on that, too.
Well, your dog got loose.
Yeah.
Left in the canal. You live close to canal. Oh, he feels horrible. But at least they got him back, which is great news. And then the real news of the day is what Brady and I were talking about off the air before. Elon Musk, who a couple days ago said, I'm not a Democrat anymore. It's just it's an evil group of people. I used to vote strictly Democrat. I am full Republican now. And his next words were, let's watch the Democrats tear me down. Let's see how they do this. Let's see what their smear campaign looks like. One day later, there's somebody coming clean with a Elon Musk sexual harassment settlement suit.
Shocking.
One day after he said, they're going to come get me. Now, either he knew this was coming and spun it way before you could spin and played the game as well as anybody's ever played.
True.
It, which is like, hey, I know they're gonna go public with this because I'm pissing a lot of people off for this Twitter thing. I'm going to say I'm Republican, I'm going to watch the Democrats. I'm going to blame them for the news that's about to break. But if you read the story, he's a billionaire on a private plane, his own, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And the stewardess or flight attendant was encouraged to go get a massage therapist license. You can get on more flights with me if you have a massage therapy license, because I love a massage, and you'll be on the plane almost every time I go somewhere if you get one. So she gets one. She goes and gets one, and while she's rubbing him down, he's, he likes that. So he's starting to take it in sexual directions of, erections and, probably some dirty talk. He whips it out, rubs her leg a couple of times. She starts seeing the door because she's not responding properly to his advances. And then they give her $250,000
offers,
to shut up.
Offers to buy her a horse.
Yeah, give me a hand job, and I'll buy you a horse. Guess what I'd have in that situation? A horse.
I'd have the Clydesdales. Yeah. I mean, Budweiser Clydesdales would be rolling through my house.
I would be riding a horse to work every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. If I'm on a billionaire's plane and he says, you should get a massage license, I'd be like, wonder what that's for, to massage the billionaire, I would guess. And then I go and get it. I'm sending the signal. I'm willing to rub you down. And she goes and gets, she didn't have any desire to be a massage therapist. She wanted to be a flight attendant on private jets. And
you
she
don't
got the
have to. But if you get your license massage therapist, you'll get on more flights.
Not every time a billionaire pulls his dick out to try to get you to like him is it sexual harassment. That is not across the board every time. For a billionaire, yes, I know it's a mixed message. If Brett pulls his dick out on a plane, he's Antonio Sherrod McGarity. That's it's illegal to do on Spirit and Southwest and Coach.
Well, I don't know about Spirit and, Allegiant and stuff like that.
Sometimes.
It's frowned upon.
It's definitely not encouraged. It happens quite often. I'm saying coach on any airline is pretty much a place where it could happen and is frowned upon because it's the people that do it are almost all like bad. You don't want it. So it has to be against the law. First class, even at a certain point, if the story's good enough, I'll take a look at your helmet. I don't like if you've got enough money and be like, you want to see my dick now? I'm like, kinda. Mainly because I want to compare how I am next to the billionaire. He's beaten me in every other area of life. But if you're climbing on a billionaire's plane, you're giving him naked rubdowns, and all of a sudden he's offering to buy you a pony if you touch his pee-pee, that came with the idea that the billionaire asked you to be a massage therapist, and you went out and got a license. You sent him the signal of like, yeah, I want to rub you down. I'm at your service at all turns. She got a $250,000 check, and she's not the one talking. It's her friend. So she confided in her friend that all this happened because she signed a non-disclosure. She can lose that money if she talks. Her friend is telling the tale, which adds to Elon's smear campaign idea. Like, oh, okay, I see. Well, now somebody's going to come free on some of my skeletons. And sure enough, within a day of him saying that, it happened.
Yep.
And I don't know. A billionaire says, give me a hand job. My next question is not give me the number to the police. It's how much do I get for this hand job? You're a billionaire. You've got something to offer me. You want a hand job?
Like, all right. Give me a hand job. No. Okay.
Right. And then it's over.
Yeah.
It's not like he forced her to
No.
get, now, she wasn't getting as much work on the plane because maybe he's embarrassed. I've had, situations where you try to make a move on a girl who you misread the signals, and she tells you, no, it's not, I just want to be your friend. And boy, have I heard that. I didn't pursue it and force her to do it. We both got over it. Now, if I pulled my dick out and I've got nothing behind it in the form of millions and billions of dollars, I'm probably not going to get away with that. But if you've got $1 billion, there's two sides to this. You're hanging around a billionaire and you're rubbing him down a lot. You can probably think that the next thing is he's going to think there's more to this. I have not laid healthy boundaries down. Two, the billionaire is an idiot for whipping his dick out without knowing the healthy boundaries because he's got something to lose. So everybody here is dumb,
knowing
and we should
Elon,
all move
though,
on.
And knowing his statistics, he's like, I have a 90% chance of that happening.
Absolutely. Yeah, knowing his kill rate.
Yeah, and he's like, well.
Let's just put it this way. When Bill Dance used to go fishing, he rarely came home without one.
Right.
So he was shocked as anybody else when Bill Dance would take the old Ranger bass boat out and come home empty-handed. The one most shocked is Bill Dance, right? The one most surprised. Elon Musk is the same. He goes fishing. Most every time, he's got one. He's hooked something. The times he doesn't, he's embarrassed. He's on the spectrum, too. I'd lean on that if I was him in a huge way.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's like Rain Man. My stats are 98.9%.
How often does he get turned down? And then he has to worry, oh, no, I just pulled my dick out. And some girl said, no, I got to pay her. This is going to look bad. And so he gave her $250,000. Louis Anderson. Big fat Louis Anderson wrote a check for $250,000 for misreading the room once. Picked that dude up right here in Mesa.
Hey, see that ass back there? Why don't you shove your Johnson in it?
The guy's like, I'm not gay.
Oh, crap.
And then he fires off a $250,000 check. The guy took it right to the National Enquirer and said, you're not going to believe my night. Louis Anderson gave me $250,000 because he wanted me to BF him in Mesa. And I said, no.
I thought you were homosexual. I thought you were a prostitute. I didn't know you just needed a ride. Yuck.
So, yeah, and I would turn down Louis Anderson's anal sex advances, especially if he's got that quick a trigger to throw me a $250,000 check.
Don't tell nobody about this. Jeez Louise.
You got it, Louis.
I don't want people to think I'm some sort of a sex pervert.
Louis, no one's thinking of you that way. And all sex with Louis Anderson was perverted. All of it. Not one time did I think of a nice, gentle, beautiful lovemaking session with Louis Anderson. Like,
yeah, that feels real good. Why don't you lick that part there, right in the aureole? Oh, yeah. Get the O-ring. You gotta get in there like a cat. If you're going to lick it good. Hey, that should be a song by Devo.
Yeah, I don't
top
think
five it. Songs.
Light some candles. Come on in here. We'll tug on each other's willies. Yeah, it's going to be great.
I don't think of Louis Anderson in that way. But $250,000 later, I'd have taken that. I'd have taken the offer and I'd have taken a few seconds of staring at his dick for $250,000. I'd have actually probably helped. I'd have probably fiddled it a second if I knew later I was getting $250,000 tax free. What idiot does
that? That was a very pleasant turn down.
My problem with the world today is non-disclosures. The people who take the money don't ever have that moment where they just shut up and take the money. I took this. Nobody ever has personal responsibility with a non-disclosure. If I gave Brett $200,000 and said, sorry about that whole rubbing up against you thing, that was really uncalled for. And you took the money, you're like, hey, we're good. You paid me. We're even. This balanced out. It's like paying off a bet with a VIG.
Another $250, you can rub the other side.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, but that's where we're different. For every time I rub my partially erect wiener up against Brett, I give him $200,000. Guess what? Brett's going to have some bruises.
He'll be retired in 5 years.
Yeah. If you take the money in an NDA and you sign the NDA, it's time for now. Now it's your. Now
and
you're
did
the
you
problem.
See that in the article? The NDA's now no longer.
Of course.
In California.
Because now people talk too much.
Which
they ruin
the biggest them. NDA state in the...
Yeah, you're wait. Of course it is. It's Hollywood. Yeah. Think of how many are floating around. They don't want their famous people to know that they have a thing about their balls. But if you sign it and you take the money, that's it. I don't feel sorry for you anymore that you couldn't get over this. That this is... Like 10 years later, you're like, no, I took money and then I got the NDA. You're done. It's over. Elon Musk might be a weirdo, but he paid you off. You took the cash. You signed the papers. I don't care about you. Elon Musk is right again.
Doesn't give him a right.
Sure doesn't. That's why he paid her. That's why she took it. If he's a serial dick whipper outer, which most billionaires are.
I wonder if she's mad at her friend.
Yeah, we'll never hear from her.
I settled, and it's my deal. I'm over.
Are you? But again, who knows? Because Elon said days before, watch the smear campaign start. Yeah. Maybe he did pay someone off. $250,000 to him isn't that much.
Well, these broads can't keep their mouths shut. I mean, it's like, it's true.
So Italian.
But I mean, look at
no, but
Dave Elson went through the same thing.
Yeah.
With, you know, his
oh,
was
that's
a,
true.
He was supposed to, you know, the chick was supposed to keep it quiet and her friend blabbed.
Yeah, I was going to say, her buddy got hold of that and did the same thing. Yeah. You're right. And if friends get hold of your jerk-off sessions on, you know, but that's her friend too. She didn't take any money.
Elson's I don't think so. Like, I think it was just.
They were just in love.
Right.
And the worst part is that what are you saving all that for? You know? And why are you showing it to pals? You want to see
that's the worst part.
Guitar player for Megadeth beaten off in a hotel? Well, who doesn't? No. The answer to that is no. Although I did watch the videos. And Dave, not bad. Good volume for a man his age.
I mean, he's no decorator, but, you know, I mean.
Oh, he's no decorator. But, I mean, things were happening that I didn't expect. And there was no, like, most people in their 50s after they have their moment, after they have the yummy gun go off, they basically apologize to everyone in the room, including the camera. And sorry about that. Sorry, computer. Sorry, internet. Nobody needs to see this. Very rarely is it something you're like, wow, good volume. Nice job, Elson. So I was proud of Dave. You know, his wife's the one that's got the issue with it, and rightfully so. But for me to care, I don't care. I'd still buy Dave a drink, even though he doesn't drink. I accidentally bought Dave a drink once.
Coffee.
He thought it was coffee. A Sprite, and it was a vodka soda, and he took a sip. And I'm like, we're not back on the wagon, are we? Because no, I'd have to have a little more than that. I'm like, geez, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. He's drinking my drink. I'm like, I think I've got Sprite, Dave. What have you been pounding? It's that Seinfeld episode. But yeah, so NDAs are NDAs for a reason. Non-disclosure agreement. So I'm sorry you can't get past seeing a billionaire's pee-pee. By the way, that's my goal in life, is to see a billionaire's pee-pee and hopefully have him like me with it. I'll take it. Doesn't bother me.
Same with the NDA has gone away along with off the record when people would talking to him. Yeah. That's just...
That was off the record. We're on TV now and you're saying it. Yeah, I don't get it either. Stedman's been doing it for years, been looking at a gross set of genitals on a billionaire.
Hey, I do
never hear a word from him.
You know how many horses
Stedman's
he has?
My hero. Oh, Stedman's got a stable. Got to get another horse for that, Oprah. I'm sorry. I can't look at it again. It's just disgusting.
You and LMT got it.
Who would you rather who would you rather blow, Oprah or Elon? Give me that Tesla factory. I don't want to see what's going on down there with Oprah. Oh, yeah. Billionaires' genitals are always valuable. And everybody, oh, I don't care about money. All right, then exit Lies. The conversation, because we all do. And if a billionaire told Brady, go get a massage therapist license, meet me back here and massage me more often, and you get to hang out with me more, you're sending the signal that I want to be around you a lot more, and I want to touch you.
And all
you.
I have to say is, no, that's not happening,
and
I'm still on the flights.
I've got no passion for massage therapies. Like, I really like my attendants on my private jet that I bought and can hire anybody I want to. I'd like them to be massage therapists, too. Okay, I'm not your guy. If you're going to hold your ground, there it is. Well, I better get that massage license. Elon seems to really like rub downs. That can't send a mixed signal at all. I'm just tired of the lack of nuance. It's all just cut and dry. Oh, he should have never turned over and shown his willy to her. Well, but technically, he should have never been naked with the flight attendant that went and got the massage therapy license.
Oh, he was getting ready for the massage.
Of course he was. That she went to school to provide only him.
And she was also mad that she, you know, I had to buy my own table, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know. He kicked it back for that.
Sure, he could have worked that in the deal.
Yeah, you kick in for the table, Elon, if you were cheap there. Look, bottom line, you took the money, you shook hands, you walked away. Sometimes you make a bad deal. Sometimes you sign a deal that isn't so great. You eat it. A decent person just flat eats it. I'll go back in later and go, yeah, I know I was giving you a hand job and I totally agreed to this and signed papers legally and I said it, and now I want something different. Well, you're a dick. That's all. Big Jay Oakerson's coming in here later this morning. That guy's funny, like a very funny comedian. There's a chance if, you know, he's probably got a couple bucks in his pocket. I don't know. He's been through a divorce that seems to be lasting 100 years. But if he was sitting next to me and said, hey, if you want to be part of the bonfire with us over there on my show, all you got to do is touch the tip. I'm like, you know, let me see that thing. You and Soda are hilarious. Let me give you. I went the full nine, didn't I? Okay, he plays it like a harmonica. Now, am I a third member or am I just kind of like barrel boy? What am I? That'd be fun. I'd like to be out there and hang out with Oakerson and Soda for a few hours. And then when I got bored with it, I'd be like, thanks for the opportunity. I knew what I was getting into. I'm going to go back to the show and not blow Brady. That's how it's going to work.
I love my horse.
Thank you. This pony is beautiful. Anybody buys me a horse, probably going to, whatever they ask for next is going to happen. You know? You buy me a horse and then say, all I want you to do is just French kiss my belly button for an hour. Okay. Brady, I'll do that.
She would have gotten the horse either way. She would have said no. He's like, you know what? I'm going to get you the horse anyway.
But I'm a smart guy, Brady. I'm not an idiot. You offer me a horse to French kiss that belly button, I'd be like, all right, that sounds like a good deal. But what I'm going to need from you is a monthly payment to care for this horse I didn't know that was going to be offered. I don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah, stable.
I need a stable, and I need some, you know, just basically
$2,000 a month.
Horse support.
And throw in a Tesla, too. Just
And
just
while we're at it, I'd like an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you negotiate down, fantastic. What made me feel like a prostitute? You took the money. The world has gone so
sideways. Just got to a point where I was tired of taking the money.
Right. I just didn't. Friends told me I could have gotten more. Now I feel dumb.
I'd be mad at my friend.
Well, sure.
The girl that talks. Look, there's my $250,000 on the line now.
If you blew Elon Musk, Brady, took $250,000, and I would, first off, I'd be all over you as a friend.
I signed an NDA, man.
That might be our center square today. Brady, who blew billionaires, NDA guy.
Wow. Can't talk about it.
But I can. And you told me,
I got $250,000 because I blew him, but then I felt bad.
Like, you only got $250,000 from Elon Musk? You idiot. You should have gotten at least a couple. That's a seven-figure deal. He's going to hand that over. How did he negotiate you down to $250,000? I'd be teasing you like crazy amongst each other. Now, I would never go public with it because that's your thing. But you and I would be, it would be an inside joke.
But she did.
So I'd be the biggest dick in the world as the friend to go, I'm going to call the news, and you're going to get more. But that's the old Eddie Murphy thing. You need more. The friend talks him into. The friends start rat effing all day long to say, we're going to get him. I'll get him for you. And they turn hero. And the girl who can't.
And now she's going to get to go on the press junket.
Yeah. Oh, she'll be the one that's like, I spilled the beans on this. I'm the whistleblower. She feels like she's doing a service.
She's going to write a book and everything else.
And what's Elon going to do? Write another check to your friend to get you the proper amount for being, against the idea of seeing his penis? Yeah. Is he a dick? Yeah. Is he entitled? Yep. Because most billionaires don't think like you and I. So hanging out with them, you're going to see things and feel things that you're like, wow, I didn't expect that. He didn't rape her.
No.
He made a really ugly advance. You can get over that. Especially when
that's the thing that gets me. I experienced anxiety. I couldn't go back to work.
I saw Elon Musk's dick and I couldn't work another day. Because she's thinking to herself, I shouldn't have to work any. And she got her money. Unless it is a smear campaign, which I'm fascinated by. We'll see. And we'll see if the people he used to side with turn on him as fast as he says they're going to, because now he said he's a Republican. And I don't think you can do that in this day and age and be as big a name as him without facing the consequences of being attacked by the political party that you just left. I think they're going to go after him. That Twitter thing has everybody scared to death for some reason, especially the left. The right seems to be embracing the idea that you can say and do whatever you want on Twitter. And the left seems to be the one saying, no, we've got to limit free speech and limit what this is a company. It's like, yeah, it's his. What you were saying before when it was Twitter, it's like, it's a company. They can do whatever they want with that company. They can ban whoever. I'm like, I agree with that. Now you got a guy who bought it or potentially might buy it, who's saying, when I own the company, I'm going to do this with it. And suddenly that is all out the window, the whole you can do whatever you want with your company.
There's probably three or four documentaries on Netflix or whatever, but they all say the same thing. The lawyers that take on the government and they win, and they come back 2 years later, 3 years later. One thing you go, never think you can win against the government.
Yeah, you're going to lose that fight. Political parties are one thing, but the government itself is going to get you. Anyway. I've been rooting for Elon. I'm all for what he's doing with Twitter. You know, you keep your dick in your pants, dummy. You've got too much to lose. That's all there is to it. I know you want to get laid a lot. You're a billionaire. You won. I don't think you got laid a lot in high school. I'm guessing your money is now what you're leading with. And you should
as I would.
Yeah. He's probably now seeing every girl that always turned him down as the nerdy spectrum weirdo falling at their knees to try to get a piece of him. So he doesn't know how to behave, and that's a lot of the people that are around him's fault. Keep your dick in your drawers, Elon. I should put a little lock on that thing. It should only come out when there's like a nuclear code keys and two have to turn at the same time.
Is this war games now?
Yeah,
or
you have to war games his dick out, because otherwise millions are on the line. Instead of lives, it's money. Could lose millions, Elon, if we don't code 3, 2, turn the key. That's how it should work. In fact, all of us should be equipped with that. When we're drunk, our dick should automatically lock, and then our best friend should hold a key as well.
You need the backup.
Yeah, you got a backup key, because two of us have to turn this key for this thing to come out. Because otherwise, we're going to lose millions. It's 6:19. Keep your dicks in, everybody. It's the weekend. Unless you get a full-on thumbs-up go. But if you've got a lot of money, don't pull your dick out for anybody, ever. Ever. Just leave it. Jerk off at home. Or find Louis Anderson's corpse. It's probably better now than it was then. At least it's lost a lot of weight in the last few months. Louis finally down to a good weight. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.